T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
First and foremost, Evander Holyfield announced yesterday that he is in the process of working on a 3-fight contract with Iron Mike Tyson. Of course, we saw Mike and Roy Jones Jr. fight a number of weeks ago, and it was a fight that was just what it was. I mean, I don't think any of us, at least I hope none of us, went into it expecting a tremendous boxing match. We got what I thought we were going to get. Mike Tyson still powerful and throwing those power punches. Roy doesn't have the speed he used to have, but he made Mike chase him around a little bit. Kind of was what it was. Now that we have Iron Mike Tyson back in the ring taking on RJJ, are you interested in a Holyfield Tyson trilogy, Lonzo?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Once you reach a certain age, just stop. I mean, it was a good story coming back, but it's an exhibition. It means nothing. I mean, if you're going to come back, do a George Foreman. Come back, compete for a belt. Don't come back and just do exhibitions trying to get money. I'm sorry you need money, but I'm not interested in that.
I have to tell you, I'm not either. And I don't know if it's going to change, right? For the lead up to the Roy Jones Jr. Iron Mike Tyson fight, I started with no interest. And granted, it's because I have some level of professional bias there. I used to work for Roy Jones Jr. He's one of my favorite professional athletes of all time. I've been around Roy many, many times. I got plenty of Roy Jones stories. Love the guy. Didn't want to see him get knocked out at 51 years old, 53 years old, whatever it's at now. But the closer we got to the fight, and when we got to fight night, Zoe, I absolutely went and found it. I absolutely went and pulled it up and watched it, and I was shockingly entertained by it, to tell you the truth. It wasn't a great fight, but I was shockingly entertained by what it turned out to be. That being said, for some reason, even putting Mike in with another power puncher in Evander Holyfield, I feel nothing for that fight. It's got potential, but I just feel nothing for it. With Roy, at least you were going, okay, at least you got two different styles, even aged. You got two different styles going up against each other. Maybe there's at least a little bit of a challenge there. This is going to be two midlife dudes trying to beat the tar out of each other. From what I understand, they've let bygones be bygones about what happened to them in the past. Mike said, I'm really sorry about biting off your ear. Evander said, I hear you, kind of.
I see what you did there.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week. There she is, literally. There's just not a lot there because I honestly, and this is what it comes down to, Zoe, and I hope this doesn't sound disrespectful because it's not meant to be. I don't want to watch one of these guys die in the ring, all right? That's what it comes down to. I don't want to watch one of them take a shot from the other and die in the ring. And in their mid-50s, that's a real possibility.
It is a possibility, and there's a sadness to this because the younger generation is tuning into this to watch whichever Paul brother is fighting, whether it's Jake or Logan. They don't care about Mike Tyson. My daughter was going to watch this fight, and she's like, are you going to buy it? Nah, I don't care. And she didn't say, are you going to watch the Tyson fight? She's like, are you going to watch the Paul fight? It's like, wait, what? Okay, so this is more interest to this generation. I understand that you're trying to Jake and Logan Paul are trying to bring boxing back, But it's a sad state when two YouTubers have to try to bring boxing back, and people are more interested in their fights than they were in the Tyson fight.
All right. They're not trying to bring boxing back. They just realized that they could be YouTube celebrities who go box and make money off of it. If I truly believed that these two clowns loved boxing, then maybe I could go, as a boxing fan who loves the sport and wants a return to its golden days, then maybe I'd be excited. Hey, I don't care that they're heels, right? Some of the greatest boxers of all time have played the role of bad guy. Except for these guys, they don't care about the boxing. They're there to make some money, which, granted, so is Floyd Mayweather. Don't like him either. But speaking of Logan Paul, here's another fun story for you. Got this one sent to me a few minutes ago by our buddy Keegan. Apparently, Jose Canseco has agreed to box against a former boxer who is now an intern at Barstool Sports and is trying to schedule a fight himself with Logan Paul. He wants Logan Paul in the ring, scheduled a fight with a Barstool Sports income, and if he wins that fight, he wants Logan Paul. Are you here for the start of the career, though, of Jose Canseco?
I gotta say that I might want to watch that and not pay for it, but I might want to watch that because on the one hand, if Jose Canseco gets knocked plumb out, it's Jose Canseco who got knocked plumb out, and it's kind of funny. On the other hand, if Jose were to win, maybe it ends all these Jake and Logan Paul fights.
You know what? You have found the silver lining on that cloud, Lonzo. You have found, because one of two things happens. You were spot on. Either I get to watch Jose Canseco get knocked out, cool, or I get to watch the end of Logan Paul trying to take over boxing and turn it into YouTube with gloves on, which is also very cool. Silver lining, Lonzo. Well done. That's why we keep you around, buddy.
Yeah, and that interests me more than Tyson Holyfield.
I'm not mad about that. Not mad about that at all. Final last thing I wanted to get to before we get out of here for Twitter Trending Topics to end the show. He's back. He's back. The man whose voice you heard in the fight intro there just a second ago, Conor McGregor, back in the octagon. Dustin Poirier at UFC 257, January 23rd. By the way, and this, I don't know if this is shocking or not, but it was a little surprising to me, Lonzo. Conor McGregor is a minus 260 favorite in this fight. That is almost a 2-1 favorite over Dustin Poirier to win outright. How about that?
It is a surprise, but the last fight, and I hate that I can't, it's been a while since Conor fought. The last time he fought, he won. And it's not like he's coming off a loss or anything. He's probably in pretty good shape because he always seems to be in good shape. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to get me to buy this pay-per-view. I haven't bought a UFC pay-per-view in a while because it's been football season and nothing has said, hey, you need to watch this. But anytime Conor fights, I'm there.
McGregor and Poirier fought against each other, but it's been 6 years, more than 6 years. Back in 2014 that these two guys last scrapped. It was a first-round knockout win for McGregor, but since then a lot has changed. Both fighters have moved up in weight class. Poirier's added a lot of power to his game, according to some pundits. He's gone 6-1 with a no contest in his last eight, including victories over Max Holloway, big name. Anthony Pettis, big name. Eddie Alvarez, big name. Justin Gaethje, he got a win over Justin Gaethje, who right now is being talked about as the next big thing in the UFC. 31 years old, coming off of a decision victory against number 6-ranked lightweight Dan Hooker in a bout that was a war and earned Fight of the Night honors that night. Of course, Poirier did have a title loss against Khabib. Very, very strong all-around fighter that can stand up box, but he's a pretty good grappler as well. I actually like what I've seen out of Poirier since the last time he scrapped with McGregor. We've seen McGregor drop one here and there over those same 6 years, though. Look, I hate to say it because you know my feelings on Conor McGregor, but I might have to put the cash down to watch this one with you, big dog.
Yeah, and you know what? I just realized how much I miss going and seeing live UFC. I mean, I miss, or MMA for that matter. I've seen a lot of local MMA around here back when people could actually go to things. There were a ton of those going on, and it's so cool to go live and see that. I can't wait till crowds get back. But yeah, because I want to see Stephen Wonderboy Thompson in person again. I seen him early on. I haven't seen him since he's been in the UFC. And that's the last fight I watched, by the way. I was thinking about that. But that was a fight night, which is on ESPN2, and I think it was on ESPN. And football season is over as far as college football goes. This is when I start getting into NBA and I start getting back into UFC. This is a good fight to get this started about. Speaking of Conor McGregor real quick, I know we need to go to break. I don't know if you've seen, Manny Pacquiao is really pressing wanting to box Conor McGregor.
Yeah, of course he does. He's out of money.
He wants some more money.
He's out of money. Of course he does. He went back. He got done. He went back. He skipped out on so many fights that people wanted to see. He protected himself for so damn long. He lost out on a lot of big paydays. He's out of money because he went back to the Philippines, and I think he got elected to Congress there in the Philippines for a while, and then got caught up saying and doing some controversial stuff, ran out of money. And now he wants a payday. Dude, if I was going to come back, if I'm Manny Pacquiao, I'd offer to fight Floyd Mayweather right now.
Well,
right now.
If you're Conor, would you fight Pacquiao?
I mean, yeah, it's going to bring a payday. McGregor's not above a payday.
Oh no, he's absolutely not above a payday. You're right. But I mean, it's the Mayweather thing. That was a big deal. Is it as big of a deal if he goes back in the boxing ring and this time fights one of the bigger names in the past of Pacquiao? I bought the fight with Mayweather, and I thought that Conor showed up and did a great job. And I think that that Mayweather did some things that he doesn't normally do, trying to get Conor to break and go into UFC type fighting, and I think that kind of cost him. And Conor ran out of steam because not used to going that long. I think Conor McGregor could beat Pacquiao, and Pacquiao's lost some, so it isn't like that would be unheard of.
Mayweather let McGregor stay upright because there would have been an uproar if Mayweather put McGregor on the mat in the first round.
Here's the boxing guy standing up for him.
Now, that's exactly what this is.
No. Well, yeah, it is what it is.
Exactly what it is. I don't make any apologies about that. Floyd Mayweather could have knocked Conor McGregor out in the first round if he wanted
McGregor
to.
McGregor shocked. There's no way he could have knocked him out in the first round. McGregor shocked the world when he was able to stand toe-to-toe with Mayweather.
Which is exactly what I need you to think if you're going to buy McGregor Mayweather 2 down the road. Or McGregor Pacquiao. Or McGregor anybody else. If McGregor goes out there and gets KO'd by Floyd Mayweather, the only thing that happens is it takes every future boxing UFC super showdown off of people's buy list. That's all it does. So now, because Mayweather allowed McGregor to stay standing for the whole fight and finish it and make it look like it was a fight, now if McGregor wants to go and get himself another fight against Mayweather, there's another $300 million in the bank account. That's my conspiracy theory, Zoe, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, you're wrong, but you know, this is an argument I believe that we're going to have for some time.
Deal. All right, before we get out of here, well, I'll tell you what, we'll save it because we got plenty of time. We still got 10 more days until that fight happens, so we'll make our picks later on.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout,
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The first topic is Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman is trending, I believe, because it was announced that she will be playing the role of Lucille Ball in an upcoming biopic. Is it biopic or biopic? It's biopic, right?
Well, it would be myopic for me to say it's biopic. I do believe it's biopic.
That's what I thought. But then I realized I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that or actually say the word. I've seen it typed out a billion times. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say it. And now I think it's because nobody really knows if it's supposed to be biopic or biopic.
Yeah. You know, now that you say it, I've never heard anyone say it.
So yeah.
I went with what I think sounds better. And well, neither one of them sound right. They just don't. Let's just say a biography. But it's not really a biography because it's a movie. So I don't know.
There is a movie on Netflix right now. I think it's on Netflix. I don't know. Anyway, it's called The Undoing. It's got Hugh Grant and Nicole Kidman in it. Watched it a few days ago. It's a 6-part miniseries. It's actually really, really good. Hugh Grant is married to Nicole Kidman, and he's having an affair, and the woman he's having an affair with turns up dead, and he's the primary suspect, but he gives a very emotional case about why it wasn't him, and Nicole Kidman is defending him in court, and it has one of my favorite twist endings I've seen in a very long time. It's called The Undoing, and I don't give television suggestions very often, but if you get a chance to watch The Undoing, I highly suggest it.
I will add that to my list that I will probably not watch, but you know, because I would rather play a video game. I hate that about myself, but it's the truth. Speaking of video games, Ubisoft is trending.
I saw that trending earlier in the day. Ubisoft has made some phenomenal games over the years, and I believe, though, that I saw in passing earlier, I didn't get a time to really look, but I believe that Ubisoft is going to be working with the new Lucasfilm games to come up with some more Star Wars stuff. Fingers crossed.
Yes, I believe
yeah.
You are right that EA Games will no longer be making Lucasfilm games.
Well, they're not. What I read earlier was that EA will continue to make Star Wars games, but they no longer have exclusive rights.
Okay.
Which even better, though, means that not only do you have two of the biggest developers in the game doing Star Wars games, but now you have competition between them for who can crank out the better Star Wars games. Nerds of the world, unite.
Well, I saw on that the Ubisoft thing is supposed to be they're working on an open world game.
And for it.
Yeah, me too. I want an open world Star Wars game. There's one out there called SWTOR, but it's a computer game only, and it's I love that game. I'd like to see something along those lines on console. All right, the next thing trending, a lot of entertainment here, is Charlotte Flair.
Charlotte Flair, I got to tell you, I finally got around to watching this past Monday's Raw, Lonzo. And I don't know how I feel about the Lacey Evans, Ric Flair, Charlotte Flair angle. I don't know. Like, on one hand, all right, I guess, like, Lacey's clearly driving a wedge between Charlotte and Rick, and obviously Rick is kind of reverting to his old womanizing days, and Charlotte cut the promo of, do you think Lacey's the first woman to hit on my dad in front of me, and blah, blah, blah. And there's part of me that's like, all right, it's got enough of the outside angles that it's interesting. But on the other hand, it's kind of gross.
It is, but at the same time, it's Ric Flair. It's, you know, it's what you would expect from Ric Flair. I mean, how many wives has he had? I you just kind of expect it from Ric Flair.
I guess the problem I have with it is
so 10 years ago, you'd be okay with it.
Yeah, I think so. And
so
I'll tell
what,
you,
what age do you reach where...
No, it's not the age thing. Okay. It's not the age thing. It's not the age thing. Because I got no problem if they want to play up like a... what was the lady that was married to the really old guy years ago? Anna Nicole Smith. Yeah. If you want to play the Anna Nicole Smith angle, all right. Again, it's gross, but it's a real thing that happens.
It's gross
Ric
to
Flair.
That guy, by the way. It's,
right.
That
of
guy
course,
is
no,
like,
of course
he,
not.
He just won.
So. Oh, he knows what he's getting. He's, yeah. That's the deal. Here's the issue that I have with it. It's not so much the young hot chick going after the old guy for his money angle. That happens in real life all the time. It is what it is.
Lacey Evans, not 18, okay? So it's not like it's...
She's still half of Ric Flair's age, all right? It's not like... Yeah,
probably
it's
more
not,
than half, yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right, anyway, point is, the issue I have with the angle, and maybe this is me being a little too smart, I guess, here, so the problem I have with it was after Rick's son died, after Charlotte's brother died... And Rick had this about face as a genuine human being to try to reconnect with all that had gone wrong in his life over the years. And after Ashley decided to join wrestling and become Charlotte because she loved her family, she wanted to honor her brother and her dad. And I get it, man. Look, wrestling is all about this. How many times have we seen guys go against what they are in real life to create a great story? I get it. But, man, I just, that family. No, don't do this. I don't know. Maybe that's the whole point of it.
That's not why she's trending, by the way. She's trending because of reduction.
Oh, gotcha. That is a definite thing that I did not see happen.
I noticed right away. But I knew she'd been having problems.
Right.
That's another reason why she had been gone, because of implant leakage. I think the first time was implant leakage. The second time, the implants were not working well with her body, and I think it was causing her to be sick. And
gotcha.
So, yeah, so that's why she's trending.
Well, do what you got to do, Charlotte. I got your back.
Still my only in-person wrestling interview, Charlotte Flair, sitting in this studio.
Oh, God, I can't wait till we can do live wrestling again, Zo. I really can't. I really can't. Having that, there was supposed to be a Raw here back in what? I think like November last year, and it got robbed from us. I don't accept it.
Yeah, we were going to have Elias, if I remember.
That is correct. We were going to have Elias in the building. COVID, you dirty, dirty, dirty.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.